Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be multiversed. Fancy word for being all over the place. We've had a week so far. This is what, Tuesday? Just Tuesday. And we've already had a conundrum of events going on globally. Merritt BC is underwater. Schwab got arrested. Bezos wants to export mankind into outer space. You know, the governor of Tennessee wants to sue the feds for the passport. DeSantis is talking about sending illegals over to Biden's state of Maryland. You know, Austria is now trying to starve their people. Unions are being sued. You know, Queensland's about ready to get again reamed again. For those of you down in Australia, you got about 2 weeks to get prepped, because if you're especially in the Queensland area, because they're about to lock the door on you till February or March. That's the word that's coming out so far. And then they now have programs and operating systems ready to basically break people down who have radical views, beliefs, faith, you know, circumstances that can make you ready to die for what you believe in. And that's just Tuesday. And then you wonder why you're a little bit, you know, baffled. This is all going on. I was in Merritt, BC about 4 or 5 years ago, I think 4 or 5 years ago. And I was doing an orientation there on the nanobiotech at the time, talking to people. Maybe it was longer than that. Talking to people about, you know, about the nanobiology. I had a pretty good turnout. And it's a nice little place, you know, very scenic. It sort of in a kind of a valley, if you will. You got these surrounding hills and whatnot. And while I was there, I had outbreaks of nanopoisoning coming through my face all the time. But while I was there for the 3 or 4 days, my face completely cleared up. And that's because they had a lot of copper in the area there. It was shielding from any kind of frequencies, and there wasn't the amount of frequency assault that I was used to being hit with where I was at the time. And anyway, now they're underwater. I'm watching a news, and I'm looking at the articles. It's like 3 feet underwater, the whole town. Somebody over there must have pissed in somebody's cornflakes. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Because it's a primarily a native area, another paradise, if you will, except the one in paradise that got blasted with directed energy weapon. This one got blasted with, you know, weather modification weaponry. And again, another area for another port, perhaps for a Chinese who bring in their shit to Canada. Who knows? Who knows the full detail there? But I find it odd. When I flew there, I'll tell you what happened. I flew there. I took a bus up to London, Ontario. I got to the terminal, to the bus terminal, and the guy that was working behind the desk sent my luggage to Toronto. And it was supposed to come with me to Merritt, BC. I wasn't impressed. Anyway, the bus company did compensate me for the loss, but I still had to fork out extra money when I was in BC in Merritt to continue what I was doing. Anyway, I flew from London to Calgary, Alberta. Now, coming into Calgary, Alberta, all you saw was this stuff that I really hate, snow. And it had whited out the whole area. I mean, it was buried under snow. The airport was using the plows, whatever. So we had to land there, and then I changed planes to get on this twin prop airplane to fly from Calgary to Merritt. And when I get to Merritt, we're talking, I think, December, January. When I get to Merritt, all I see is a spring day. I'm way overdressed. It's like about 65 degrees there, 70 degrees, somewhere in that ballpark. had a great turnout, met a lot of good people there, and noticed that it had a high, dense population of Native people. They even had a huge area there. It was a sweat lodge, where you can go in and, you know, detox. It was a real cool place. I really liked it. It's one of the little hidden treasures of Canada. And now they have basically assaulted the thing. This is my perspective and my opinion, because that is not a natural phenomenon. They do get flooding, you know, and the person I was with at the time was telling me that, yeah, they do get flooding, but usually in the spring. We're not in the spring. Hell, our winter has just begun. So what happened? Somebody move up the dial? Somebody decide to do whatever? I kind of am curious. I'm just curious if the natives in the city there, in the area, didn't get vaccinated. I don't know the full scope there either, but I'm just wondering if the vaccination rates are really low there, and they decided to blast them for it, or they didn't comply on something, and they got assaulted. I'm just curious. Or maybe they're just trying to be, maybe they're just trying to drive them out so they could use it as another port of entry for stuff made in China, and not pay these people their due for their land or for their homes. I mean, it's cheaper to drive them away, right? Wipe, wash everything, bury everything, destroy everything. People may not have insurances there, so now all of a sudden, if they have to repair these homes, they may not be able to afford to, may not be able to get a loan to repair these homes. A lot of little ifs there, you know, makes you wonder. See, with all that's been going on for so long, nothing surprises me. Nothing. And if I am surprised, I'm not surprised because it's happening. I'm surprised that the evil is that in-depth. You know, the evil that we're dealing with on the planet is so deep that there are levels of depthness that, again, surprise me at how far this is. I mean, if they're ready to pedophile and harvest children for adrenochrome, if they're ready to turn the peptides of aborted babies into medicines to give to presidents and prime ministers and queens and kings, then there's no depths of evil that they won't go to. They obviously don't think life is worth anything, especially life of men and women. They obviously think that men and women's lives are just something to be abused, entertained, raped, pillaged, whatever. So again, I'm kind of wondering about this, you know, I really am kind of wondering. And I want to give you a little insight, something I kind of had an epiphany on. I deal with targeted individuals that send emails all the time, and they're getting blasted with frequencies and different things. And then it dawned on me, in my own upbringing and growing up, how I may have been targeted. And this is just applied to me. I'm talking about everybody. Because I was reading something, and it made a lot of sense. I was listening to something in the spirit realm. I was listening to this guy talking about the spirit realm. This is what actually tweaked my head thinking a little bit. And it was a very informative thing. And even if you're not a believer in Christ, you may want to listen to this because it's going to give you some perceptions maybe you're not aware of that you might need to be aware of. You got to remember, in this realm today, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And our common enemy is our governments, our corporations, these owners of the planet that are causing this kind of unsettling to mankind. So any information you can get may be beneficial, especially when you begin to understand the implications of the spirit realm. Anyway, he got me to thinking, because when I look at spirit, the term spirit, you can look at that in a lot of different ways. But the way I look at it sometimes is I look at it as programming. Or a program, you know, a download, you know, because back in the days when they talked about things, they referenced everything to spirits. Today, when you look at spirits, like a possessed person is possessed by an evil spirit, or a possessed person could be possessed by an evil program. See, they're interchangeable. Some of you may not agree, and that's fine, but I'm just trying to give you a perspective here. I'm not saying that the devil doesn't have any hand in this. I'm just saying that if you believe something and you act on it and it's not accurate, it can create a lot of problems for you. And that's what I think has happened to mankind. When we were growing up, I grew up in the ghetto in Detroit. And again, I'm not glamorizing that. That's not a glamour thing, gotta tell you. Anybody that's grown up in any ghetto will tell you it's not something to brag about prance about, because you came from a hardcore area. There's a lot of hardcore areas in Canada too. There's hardcore in Toronto, there's hardcore in Calgary, hardcore in Edmonton, hardcore in BC, Montreal, you know, especially out in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick way. There's a lot of hardcore there as well. So it's not, again, something to brag about. But I'm pointing out something that when we grow up in our environments, or in the epigenetics, let's call it what it is, epigenetics, because I look at this as a laboratory, and we are in a laboratory. Now, some of you may say, well, I didn't grow up in a ghetto. It doesn't matter. If you grew up in a suburb, you grew up in a rural area, there's no place that hasn't been touched by some kind of shit. It's just the way it is. So when you're exposed to an epigenetic, an environmental toxin, or an environmental exposure to something that can cause a derailing of your DNA or of your operating system, that can cause a disruption in the flow of the way we are supposed to be. And we are being exposed very heavily by satanic forces on this planet. Doesn't matter where you live. I don't care where you live. You live in the Middle East, you live in the Far East, the Near East, you live down Australia, New Zealand, you live down in Pacifica, you live in South Africa, you live in anywhere, Germany, France, I don't care where you live. Everyone has their environments, hardcore, really hardcore, light, medium, rural, whatever. And in these epigenetics, wherever you are, these dynamics that are there, they are there, and they're affecting us through some satanic forces that we are not aware of. We are being targeted as we grow up by these forces, and they can come from any means. They can come from AM and FM radio, they can come from your music, they can come from your television viewing, from movies you watch, people you're exposed to, propaganda, churches you attend, sororities you go to, clubs, memberships, you name it. There are many ways to influence the operating systems and the programming that you have, which can lead you down different directions, which can allow you to be more susceptible to being targeted. And then we start forming our thoughts, our opinions, our feelings, our concepts based on that, these experiences or these exposures or these concepts that we either accept or get changed or get manipulated. And these can lead to different types of possession as well. You know, we all get possessed. You know, I get into these things sometimes, and I get into some dialogue with God. Some of it's pretty strong, because sometimes I get angry. And not sometimes, a lot of times. But it dawned on me in the middle of my processing that perhaps what's really going on is a reflection of the targeting that I have had in my past, because certain things don't add up sometimes. You know, you read the Bible and you see this, you see that, this is supposed to happen, that's supposed to happen, God's word says this, but it doesn't happen. So you kind of wonder, what's going on? And a lot of it is because of our perceptions of the word of God too. It's not maybe the correct perception, because our perceptions are based by our targeting. See, we get targeted and we start thinking as a result of how we respond and how we react. And then when we don't see certain things manifest in whatever belief system you have, then you start looking at other different belief systems instead of, because you're not aware. You're not aware, number one. You're not aware that you've been targeted. You're not aware that you've been manipulated. You're not aware that you've had a program now inserted into you. And again, like I said, it's a very subtle form of possession. It's like a little tether gets in and all of a sudden it opens up, and then this nanotechnology creates a collar around your body, around your torso, around your neck, around your legs, arms, and now it's gotcha. And then it starts to feed you more bullshit. more bullshit. Just like what's going on today. The reason, a lot of the reasons why we're seeing people in this scenario where they're believing this stuff, a friend of mine told me yesterday he was at work, and the people at his job were saying that the people there felt that it was okay if the government locked up people that weren't vaccinated. He says, now I understand what happened to Germany. How they took people from all kinds, not just Hebrews, everybody, Catholics, Christians, Protestants, you know, different ethnicities, different cultures, and they locked them up because they refused to cooperate or comply to the status quo of the day. And the people became so mesmerized with the hypnosis or the possession of their minds through the programming that they had influenced them with, that what wound up happening was they started to believe the bullshit and they started to accept the bullshit. You know, and then they started to act on the bullshit. It's just the way it is. It's just how, and we're going to see this happen again, you know, and again, you have to have a certain mindset here. There is no question in my mind that people are enthralled with what's going on. And there's no question in my mind that people don't think anymore. I mean, the thinking process was very limited before all this happened. Now it's basically been shut off. If you do reach somebody, it's by the grace of God that you reach them. That's how I look at this today. You know, I don't go out of my way to say things to people, but then if I get into a discussion and if I can express the facts to a point where the person will at least investigate what I'm saying, then I can say that by the grace of God, they have now have opened up enough to investigate what is going on. And that's an important perspective there. You know, it's not about trying to win an argument with somebody. You can argue till the cows come home. Sometimes you have to argue with people. Some people like me who are a little bit hard-headed, takes a little bit of a battle to get through sometimes, and then when things calm down and there's a reflection process, then maybe then people start to think a little bit. But generally speaking, if you present the facts, and you present it in such a way that these people cannot refute those facts, one of two things happens. Either they keep living the lie because they've been exposed to the truth, or they get curious, you know. And you got to understand, we are all dealing, everybody on this planet is dealing with the effect of the targeting that has happened to all of us. Doesn't matter where you grew up, doesn't matter how you grew up, doesn't matter what epigenetic environment you grew up in, we have all been violated. And it was designed to beat you down. It was designed to beat us up, to break us emotionally, to break us mentally, to instill fear, anxiety, stress, to create certain dynamics in us that would only allow us to think in a one-dimensional way of thinking rather than a looking at things from a multiplex perspective, you know. And it's important that everybody understands, starts to begin to understand. If you reflect in your life, all of you, how many times have you were striving to go somewhere, and initially you were reaching your goals left, right, and center. Boom, 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 you're there, and you got more confident, more cocky. Yeah, look at me, I got here, I made it here, I made it. Yeah, I'm free, I'm God. Oh, I made some money. Oh, I got the gal. Oh, I got the guy. Oh, I got this, I got that. And then after a while, when you started pursuing things, it became more and more. In fact, every time you pursue something, you were always winding up going 10 steps back for every one step forward. That's the program. That's the operating system stopping you from achieving any further, going any further. And then when you're just doing things and trying to make things happen, a lot of things keep going wrong. And a lot of times it seems like you're just going into a circle. That's the program engaging you so that you can't move. You become neutralized and become negated, and you get frustrated, agitated, aggravated, you know, and then you give up. That's what usually happens. Then you wind up giving up. You wind up settling for whatever you're settling for. That's all, again, look at it from every angle. Growing up, emotions getting hurt, your sense of being got pegged down. You were in a hard environment. You couldn't get anywhere because of lack of opportunity. You know, every time everything seemed to be working against you. Every time you turned around, there was another challenge, another anchor, another tether. You know, seems like you, no matter how hard you pushed, you just couldn't get past certain things. You know, this is where really being persistent helps, where sometimes you have to reflect, well, do I really need to go this way? So I'm presenting this because targeting doesn't necessarily mean frequencies, but the frequencies can further exasperate what already has happened to you as you were growing up. Because now they have a profile on you. They have a good idea what makes you tick, what will piss you off, what will frustrate you, what will make you afraid, what will make you anxious, what will make you, you know, surrender. And you have to start thinking in terms of programming or spirit. Okay? Programming or spirit. Because the programs and the spirit that gets engaged is designed, again, to possess you so that you yourself cannot move in the direction you need to go into. I think Paul was saying when he tried to do good, you know, evil was right at hand. You know, there was always this, you know, the moment you start doing any good, as the Bible says, he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. You know, it's true. The moment you depart from doing evil, the moment you depart from following the matrix that's here, like that thing I talked about, Ephesians, you know, 2:2. The moment you break that program, the moment God sets you free from it, the moment you start realizing that this is nothing but a program, you're just walking in circles, that's the time you start seeing the animosity rise, because the spirit or the program or the operating system, however you want to put it, the AI network that's already in the planet, is now realizing that you have disengaged yourself from its operating system or its control. And you'll start realizing this more and more and more. That's why, you know, Jesus talked in the Bible about the sower and the seed. You know, as the sower went and sowed, some seeds fell along the path. Now think about the seed as perhaps a program. Or perhaps, okay, we can call it the Word of God. We can call it, this, you know, the truth. But let's talk program. The sower is sowing a program. Okay, as he sowed, the birds came along, you know, and immediately consume the seed or consume that program. In other words, friends or challenges from the AI network come along, the program kicks in, friends come in and they start to, you know, mock you and, oh man, you're Jesus freak. Oh, yo, what do you mean you're against the vaccines? Oh, what do you mean you're against, you know, this doesn't exist? You know, how come you're talking blah, you know, all that crap, right? So then other seeds fell on rocky soil where they immediately sprung up. And the sun came and they wilted. In other words, the program gets in and immediately there's some challenges that come along because now the operating system, you know, you can call it Lucifer, you can call it AI, which I think is one and the same, call it whatever, comes in and now is making your life miserable. Your job's on the line, people are mad at you, whatever the situation may be. You lose your friends because now you're no longer part of the same program they are in. Shit like that. Then others fell on thorns, right? Well, the thorns grew up with the seed and the seed was choked by the thorn. In other words, you get caught up in the program, of the worldly program of trying to succeed, make money, blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, You start sacrificing that program that you got, the good one, the truth, the knowledge, whatever, that's what's really going on, and you compromise it so that you can become more successful or whatever it may be that you're looking for. And then others fell on good soil. In other words, the program engaged, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. So when you're looking at some of this stuff and you're looking at the references of there, I don't read the Bible quite the same way, and I'm looking at things according to where we're at right now. And I'm looking at AI networks, I'm looking at programming, I'm looking at bots, super soldiers, I'm looking at nanobiotech, nanoengineering, nanogenetics. And when I look biblically, I see all these things in there. I see the genetics in Genesis, I see the genetics and the AI networks, and like, for instance, Ezekiel and other things. How the Bible says the angel can come as an angel of light. Well, he can create a hologram around him. That's a program to deceive, weave, and maneuver. So, like I said, we got this happening. We got this going on, and we respond to this because of what we've already been through in our lives. Because you got to remember, when we're growing up, Satan's the ruler of the airways here. He has control here. And through the airways, they feed us the program to get us stuck in that operating system that they want us to be in. Now, let's look at Schwab. Schwab, the day he got arrested. Now, I'm not sure if it's true, but I got this from several different sources. So Schwab got arrested. We'll see what transpires with him. He's a very powerful individual, and he's got some powerful, influential entities that are with him. So we will see what transpires there. And I sometimes, when I watch stuff like this, my first impression is, what are they distracting us with here? Like, that's a sensationalized theme here. So I'm looking at, this is a distraction or this is a diversion. And so I'm now wondering what is going to come down. Like, we got to see what's happening here. Not that he got arrested, but we got to look outside of that to see what is now being transpired. It's like a chess game sometimes when you see what's going on. Sometimes you got these key players in the game, all of a sudden they're sacrificed to get a better position, you know, to get the movement and their movement in a better position. So like I said, we need to pay attention here. Now, the other thing here, the Tennessee governor sues feds over passport. Is it another show or to further distract? See, this is the thing that I forgot to mention this the other day. I had a letter from Florida, and she was saying, a woman wrote to me and saying that she heard my show and that DeSantis was not for the passport, blah, blah, blah. But they are now bringing a QR code in, which will be in there about a year. This is what I mean. We get caught up on the sensationalizing of what's going on in Florida. Like I said, hearing this guy talk, like even today I'm hearing him, he wants to send all the illegals over to Maryland where Biden stayed. Doesn't let Biden take care of them. He doesn't want to deal with them in Florida. He doesn't want the problems. And like I said, so when we're looking at these, it sounds really good, doesn't it? The guy doesn't want a passport. He's open for allowing him to make a choice for being jabbed. Yeah, you're not being forced to wear a mask. There's no, you know, he's all on that. But is he really on that, or is he just basically allowing people to mix because now the numbers of injections have already been up? You don't have to force it anymore because they've got what they need. You don't have to wear a mask because now you want them to spread whatever's going on. See, there's that thinking. And now you have, you know, illegals coming in, so now we're going to send them over to Maryland. But your Maryland's happy to hear that. What are you doing? Sending them over here? No. Well, you got the same problem going on in Canada. Our government in Canada will allow anybody coming in that's from a despotic environment in whatever country they're coming from. And yet they won't allow, for instance, Americans to come over here. They won't allow Europeans to come over here. But if you're from a country where you don't speak English very well, you're not familiar with the customs of Canada, come on in, because we need slaves and you'll be perfect. Yeah, we'll buy you we'll get you your apartment, your townhouse, we'll give you a car, we'll put money in your account, we'll give you all the vaccines you need so you'll be perfectly fine, you'll fit right into the system, and then we'll even get you a job. That sounds like a deal, doesn't it? Especially if you're coming from a poor country, poor undeveloped country. All of a sudden you got running water and you got heat and you got air conditioning and you got a car you can drive and you can got grocery stores that's got all this food that you don't normally would never eat in your country because you don't see it. That would be like, wow, I think I'm having a buzz and I didn't do any cannabis. Wow, look at all this. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's created a division among the people that are already here. And then the government says, well, you shouldn't be so selfish. They're making this, a psychological issue. Then the people think that they're happy, they're back. And after about 5 or 10 years, when they realize they're still working for the same wage, they haven't gotten any further ahead, everything's cost so much more, and they have to work all the time in order to break even. Then they begin to realize, you know what, they allowed us in here just so they could they could make us slaves. This is going on in Canada. You know, and then sometimes you have disruptive influences that sneak into the country as well. So it's all a game. Everything is a game. Yeah. So when I see the Tennessee governor saying he's going to sue the feds for the passport, well, is he suing them for the passport, or is this a way of getting money into Tennessee so they can initiate the passport, the PCR, not PCR, the QR. Logo on the computer network set up so they can have that over there. Like I said, there's always something happening, and you can't just look at these things at face value anymore. You have to kind of think, well, what's going on? What's happening? Let me look at Austria. They're now attempting to starve their own people. They're not going to let them out of the house. They can't go shopping. They can't go anywhere. I'm watching this video. The QR police are walking into the stores. Big guys, you know, 6'4", 6'5", probably about 220 pounds. Lean, mean, killing machines, that kind of thing. And so they go into the store, and there's one lady in a department store. One lady in a department store. She's the only one that got the jab. How long do you think that store is going to maintain or sustain its capacity to be in business? They're going to force everybody to go to Amazon, eBay, Etsy, Banggood, AliExpress to buy all this crap from China. Anything that we can make in our own respective countries, that'll be gone. Because we'll have to import everything through these corporates that are controlling market for the retail industry. They are controlling the retail industry. Amazon's controlling the retail industry. So is eBay, not to the same extent. So is Banggood. So is AliExpress. Any other thing, the Home Channel. Because they are now trying to swing everybody out of the traditional way of going to a box store. And now you'll get online. And in order to do business online, you're going to have a QR code to validate that you've had the jab. This is where this is heading. I don't like buying anything from Amazon. I got to tell you. I buy it from Amazon because I have no choice. Because here in where I'm at in Windsor, a lot of stuff I need, I can't get. I just can't get it. I was looking for a pair of shoes here about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. I shopped online to the stores in the city here in Windsor. And nobody had the shoes. They were empty, but the lots were out, whatever. I thought, are you kidding me? Yeah, so I had to go on Amazon and I bought two pair of shoes that I thought I better buy two pair, but just in case we have it, we run into a situation where we ain't gonna be able to buy our shoes because they're not gonna be available. Imagine you have to walk around barefoot in Windsor, Ontario, in the middle of winter. Oh, I'm barefoot, and yeah. You know, so I really don't like having to do this, but we don't make anything anymore in this country. We used to make shoes, but it was cheaper to getting them either from Italy or some other, or Spain, and now we're getting them from China. And I've seen some of the shoes that, that they're selling. When I buy shoes, it's double-stitched and glued, not just glued. They last you a lot longer. You pay a little more, but they last you longer. And if you figure out the long-term use of these shoes, it works out a lot cheaper in the long run than it does if you buy a short-term shoe. It's just the way it is, you know. And then I find women buying shoes all the time, you know, like 99 pairs of shoes. Are you kidding? 2 feet, 99 shoes, 99 pairs of shoes. It's amazing. So like I said, the Amazon, the eBays, the AliExpresses, the Banggoods, the Home Channels, they're convenient and they do have a purpose. They do solve some problems because, again, it's convenient. Go online, you see what you're looking for, you buy it, if they even have it. But the retailer is getting hooped here. And the retailers are also buying stuff from those places, you know, and they're retailing them in their shops or their stores because, again, they got no choice. Their suppliers are, you know, are more expensive than what they're buying there. So that's, and this is what's happening. So we are looking at now, you know, being forced. Now, this is happening in Austria. It's going to happen in Canada. See, our government in Canada are just like little puppies. They got a leash on their neck. They say, come along, Poochie, come along. And the government just goes along with them. We'll throw you a biscuit, come along. Instead of our government, which we don't have a government really, we just got a, I don't know what we got, FTARs running the country. Instead of us looking at, okay, Israel did this, Denmark did this, the U.S. did this, 27 states and union have done this, and we have not seen any problems with what they did, maybe we should follow that lead. No, that'll never happen. Our leaders are so damn stupid. It staggers the mind that this is what's actually leading this country. None of them can see that in the United States, which is just south of Canada, has like Florida, for instance, and Georgia, Alabama, Texas, you know, Iowa, Idaho, and Montana, and all these states that are not following this criteria are doing okay. And they're able to sustain their economy to on some level. I mean, Americans are going to be starved out too. All those boats out in the middle of the ocean, they're there to starve you out. They're there so you can't get your stuff that you need. They're there so they can create a dynamic of animosity toward American against American. What's the best way to take America out? If you wanted to take America out, what would be the best way to do it? Best way to do it is have Americans kill Americans. That's the best way to do it. It solves two birds with one stone. You minimize, you lower the resistance, you weaken the infrastructure, and then you can move in with a powerhouse or power play. That's how you get rid of Americans. That's how you get rid of Canadians. Same way. People oppose each other, get into battles, wipe each other out. Government comes in, creates a new order, and everybody is now controlled. You know the old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Think about that. No matter where you come from, what your background is, the real enemy here are the corporations, the governments, the banks, and the pharmaceutical industry. Those are the real problems. And if we're not dealing with them on that reality, those are the problem child that we have to deal with. If those are not being dealt with, then all the protests in the world mean sweet F-A. Mean nothing. Mean absolutely nothing. if we're not dealing with the bad guys, the real bad guys in this situation, pharmaceutical industry is number one. Okay, they are the ones that are controlling the governments. They are the ones that are leading the charge, are making the governments do and comply to them so that they can further the agenda by creating this new world order they want to do. If they're not being dealt with, the game is over. We're not dealing with the government and the government officials. And the government officials are pretty well got their hands tied. Let's face it. If they don't comply, some of them, I shouldn't say some, all of them, they don't comply, they could lose their lives. We've seen six presidents or five presidents have lost their lives in the last little while. Last year, just year past. People forgot about that. The Tanzanian president, this guy had some brass cookies, I got to tell you. I mean, he had the audacity. He had the audacity. The guy's got my respect all the way. I'm telling you, he had the audacity to send up to the UN materials for them to test, and they all tested positive for COVID. Now, this guy was a biologist, and he damn well that wasn't the case. And he was trying to protect his people. That is a man to be respected. Just by his virtues, for his own, for representing his people and his constituents. And there were three other presidents in Africa that also got killed. There was one in the Caribbean that got killed. He refused to take the one injection. See, like I said, nothing is going to change until we deal with the devil. You can deal with shadows. You can deal with the little things you can fight with me and beat me, that's no big deal. Anybody can fight with each other and beat each other. That doesn't solve anything. Yeah, I may give you the thing to beat your chest, say, oh, look at me, I won. Yeah, you won, big deal. Who did you win against? Take on the Goliath, the real Goliath, and take his head off. Then you have the right to prance and say, yeah, look what this, yeah, you know, took him down. We got them off our back. Like I said, we need to really understand Austria. Austria, are you kidding me? You're going to starve your own people. We've become too domesticated. That's our problem, all of us. And again, this is not our fault. Part of this is because we have been targeted all our lives. We have been manipulated and programmed. And we've had targeting in different areas of our lives as we were growing up, creating these dynamics that we're dealing with today. You know, I want to talk a little bit about programming and deprogramming. How do you stop a Christian from believing? How do you stop a Muslim from believing? How do you stop a Hebrew that believes in Judaism from believing? How do you stop that? How do you stop a Hindu from believing? How do you stop a Buddhist from believing? How do you stop a Native from believing? The main thing in all these, how do you stop a witch or a pagan from believing? How about the New Age people, how do you stop them from believing? How do you stop people from believing anything? Through programming. They're now, according to neuroscience, they are looking for, they're studying radical thinking or radical beliefs. And they're looking at ways to deprogram people. They've already got the methods to do this. They were already doing it in China. They're already doing it to the Muslims in China. Remember the Uyghurs? Remember that? We forgot about them, haven't we? But the Uyghurs were put into education camps. Remember that? What are they building in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, United States, UK? Germany, France, Spain, Italy, Belgium, Norway, education camps. There's a book out, and I mentioned it before, and you might want to take a gander at it. It's called Martyr's Mirrors. Martyr's Mirrors is a historical book about the Anabaptists, or Christians, or believers who believed in Jesus, and how they suffered for their faith, how they died for their faith. And when you get around the 12th to 13th century, I'm not quite sure exactly when, they used to have Catholic Jesuits would go in and confront Christians in trying to get them caught up in the debate to deprogram them from believing in Jesus, because the Jesuits and the Catholic Church as a whole does not believe in Jesus. They believe in canon law. They use Jesus and they throw Jesus out there, but a lot of, and I'm not saying Catholics don't believe Jesus, I'm referencing to the religion. So the Jesuit priests or the hierarchy that was there, bishops or whatever, would try to confuse Christians in the debates, trying to throw in programs, trying to throw in doubts, trying to throw in whatever situation was going on. And sometimes they succeeded, but most times they didn't. Most times they killed these people who refused to give up on what they believed in. That's courage. That's big time courage. So when we're looking at that persecution that was coming on to create a program, confusion, this is what's going on now. This is what they're studying and how to confuse people. They will study the beliefs. They will study the doctrines. They will even study some of the scriptural references and try to contort them. You remember when Jesus was in the desert and Satan said, after he had been fasting for 40 days, what happened? Satan appeared, or Lucifer appeared to him and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself off the cliff. For as it's written, he was trying to use the program in the Bible, as it's written, the angel shall bear thee up. Jesus responded using the program, again, staying with the Bible, in the faith, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So again, the program was there to cause chaos, and the program and the operating system was there to create a fundamental disaster in this regard. Then, second temptation comes. And knowing Jesus had been fasting for 40 days, he says, if you're the Son of God, you can turn these stones into bread. You know, and Jesus responded again using the program, okay, man shall not live by bread alone. Then the third manipulation came in through this program and operating system, stating that if you would bow down and worship me, he presented a hologram. I will give you all these kingdoms, past, present, and future. They'll be all yours. Imagine that. Every kingdom of the world, all you'd have to do is bow down and worship him. That would have meant that the devil would have controlled him. In order to have that power, he would have to have followed whatever the devil had said, because he would be believing him. He told him that there's only one God, one Lord, and for him to get out. In the end, he wound up getting everything. All the kingdoms. He's able, as I stated the other day, break bread, fish, feed 5,000. And he was able to walk on water. Imagine that. Now, I'm saying this, and again, I don't care what your faith is. I'm just using that as an example of how the manipulations will come in to try to create in you doubt, fear, and anxiety. Hold your ground to the truth. Hold your ground to whatever it is that you are standing for. Because they will come at you in different ways. See, I've been through two cults. It was a bitch to break that that mindset that I had. You know, second time was easier. First time I didn't know. First time I got popped and had no idea. The second time I saw too many similarities, which was set up a red flag. And I knew at that point, time to leave. Now, if you've never been in a cult, then it's very hard to explain to you how somebody can take over. But when you don't know anything and you come into something and then you start learning because you want to learn, you want to do what's right, you want to do what's good, you want to do what's, you know, pleasing, so forth and so on. and you don't have a clue, you're going to do what everybody else is doing, and you can get really deep down and entrenched in it because you're trying to be as dedicated as you can. But when God wakes you up, you know, and things happen, shit does happen, you know, when he wakes you up, it's hard. It's even hard then because there's that, the program is very entrenched and it tries to keep pulling you back into it. You have to, like I said, it takes the power of God to break you free of it. But once you're free of it, you begin to understand the nature of how this works. And this is what they're going to try to do, to further escalate the mind control and to break anybody's tethers to whatever they believe in. Because that's the biggest stumbling block they're going to have. They want to be God. They want to be as gods, okay? And if you are still attributing to one living God, that is a no, that's going to be a no-no. The Noahide laws are going to come in through this bullshit. And the Noahide laws basically will take anything out that doesn't capitulate to this, these set of rules. Or to the parameters of this program they want to bring in. It's a program. Another mind job. You know, and if you don't know what the Noahide laws is, go look it up. Irrespective of what you believe, look it up. Because if you don't toe the line and accept that operating system as the main program, you're turfed in the story. You lose your head over it. Like I said, this has been slowly been a training exercise from day one. There is no pandemic. There never was a pandemic. We've had the flu. This is true. We've had people die from the flu, but this is nothing new. The numbers are all showing that nothing has changed. The numerical values have not increased one as they've been the normal status or average of deaths in the world from flus has not changed one bit. So this has been nothing but a training exercise to get you to see if you would comply to putting on a diaper on your face or to put your hands in solvents that can cause blindness and kidney damage. You know, basically they wanted to know if they told you to walk off of a cliff, would you do it? And now they found out that, yeah, you would. Those of you who had followed that program. They wanted to know if they could put a toxic material into your body, would you accept it? Now they know you would, those who have not woke up. They wanted to know if they could kill you and you would volunteer for them to allow them to kill you. Now they know. They know exactly now how far they can go. Sky's the limit. The problem children that are there are the ones who believe in something more than the program that's currently running. See, I believe in God through Christ, so that's more than this program. This program is what it is, just a program. And when you begin to realize how bad and shitty this operating system is on this planet, and you see all this stuff going on, you know, when you look at these links, you're going to start thinking, you know what, maybe this ain't all it's cracked up to be. There was a guy, they're talking about the spirit realm, and Brian actually sent this to me, and I was watching it, and I was looking at this. This is pretty good, and I thought I'd put it up there. And again, it's along I hate to use the word Christian today, because it really doesn't mean a whole lot like it used to. I prefer using the term believers. You can use whatever terminology you like. But this is based on the believers theme. In regarding to Christ and this realm and this matrix that we're in. And I thought it was well done, you know. And I don't get caught up on a lot of the religious stuff, because a lot of the religious stuff that's out there today, it's most of it's bullshit. But this guy has some interesting perceptions and perspectives that I think might be worthwhile for everybody to take a look at. Just my thought, anyway. like I said, if I find something good, I want to, you know, I try to present this. The lipid nanoparticles, the structure and stability. When you look at this little thing I found, and you begin to realize how they constructed this and what they did and how, and then you'll see an illustration there again that's highlighted. It'll give you an idea what they're putting into you. Those of you who have took the injections, those of you who are considering it. When you look at the illustration, you will see a circular containment. Within that containment are programs and operating systems with redundancy programs, backup programs. And the interesting thing about this, as I was reading it, was not only was it a nano liposome. It wasn't just a simple liposome. It was a liposome that had a charge in it, a positive and a negative charge. This thing was designed to charge that program and deliver that not only into the cells, but into the very DNA itself. And when you look at some of that stuff that you're seeing, those proteins that look like they're cut like a V, that's because those that formation was designed to fit into your DNA when the DNA's enzymes break down the DNA, your DNA, to allow new code to come in. Whoever thought of this looked at this from all angles. Looked at it so that if it was in a water or liquid solution, it wouldn't impede it, it wouldn't cause any breakdown. Looked at it so that the immune system would attack this, it had a defense parameter around it. It looked at it so that if they, once it got into the DNA, that the operating systems would immediately engage in the replication of itself, replicating, assembling, and repairing itself. It's amazing how sophisticated this operating system is they're injecting into people. Totally, totally, totally astonishing. They had to have an AI system to have helped them to get it to this level. And when you see the complexity of this thing and what they've done, it again, this is why I always tell everybody, borax and baking soda, really? And somebody sent me something today, and there was a doctor from Saskatchewan stating that baking soda and borax is not going to get this out. Pine tree needle tea isn't going to do it either. All these people are saying that they can pull this stuff out of you. They're so full of shit, it's not even funny. You're not going to be dealing with a normal pathogenesis. You're not going to be dealing with a normal infection. It's not like you caught a cold, or you caught a flu, or you caught measles, or you caught mumps, or you caught some kind of disorder. You know, we're not talking this. And this is what they're doing. These doctors are coming out there, these bimbos and these ass backward people that are just, you know, beyond belief, whatever. You're dealing with an injected operating system. And the Saskatchewan doctor was actually 100% correct. She was more correct than the one that I was watching. I thought, yeah, I can't believe this. And she says, once it's in and once it's active, it's a done deal. There, you can't undo a program. Not with borax and baking soda. Not with any of these things that you're hearing out there. Save your money. If you have had the injection, do all you can to maintain your immune system, zinc, copper, iodine. You can use boron or borax. You can use phosphorus. You can use any kind of sulfur, MSM, alpha-lipoic acid, methionine, cysteine, and acetylcysteine. You can use grapefruit seed extract, high doses of vitamin C, you know, selenium. Lots of things you can do to help boost your immune system. But to protect you from any further exposure to some other epigenetic, but you are a living time bomb, ticking time bomb. Unless they put a placebo in you, You're pretty, and they put, if they put the real deal, you're a ticking time bomb. So I would suggest, don't waste your money. Do the simplest preventative measures you can do and go from there. And I get people all the time, well, people say they got these med beds that can do this. Med beds, electromagnetic frequencies or pulses are not going to touch this. You may disengage some of the program, but like I've said before, it can self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate. And that's just on the nano level. You got proteins and genetic codes in these systems. Yeah, like when you read this article, you'll see this thing's got backup programs. So save your money. Save your money. Use your time wisely. That's all I'm going to do. That's all, as far as I can tell you at this point. All right, I think may have gone over. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just there now. Ooh, look at that. You have perfect timing. All right, I'm going to cut it here. There's a lot of links there. I encourage you to show. Oh, I forgot one more thing. Sorry. The unions, the airline unions in Canada, are being sued for not representing their constituents and their membership. And these unions need to get off their dead asses. They are supposed to represent the general population that are paying them to. It's just, it reminds me of Costco. And again, in Costco, you buy a membership. And say, oh, well, we can't come in now because you don't gotta, you got to wear a mask. You got to get a jab. You got to have a QR. I didn't pay for that membership for you to tell me I can't come into the store. Like I said, they still owe me a refund. And now you have a representation of a union not representing their workforce. Like I said, pay attention. Pay attention. You know, this is when the unions who are supposed to protect and defend the working class in its established working environment, and they are not doing that, well, doesn't that tell you a little bit of something there? Perhaps the right hand of the employers, employees, or corporates are the unions. They're just sort of like the religious end, and you got the political end. Both are tethering their people. Something to think about. Something to think about. All right, now I'm going to call it. Look at the links. Share the links, you know, with anybody you can. You know, I always tell you at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read the letters. Read Revelations. Read them. Read them. Read them. Read them like you've never read them before. And don't read them from a religious perspective. Read them in a way that you will understand them. That's the best way I can put it. Don't let anybody try to manipulate you. Don't let anybody try to F you. Just do read it. Read them. Read them. Read them. You may be surprised at some of the things that you may see that God may open your eyes to. It's just how I'm expressing this. So then you can see how we've been warned, but we just never saw it because we were too busy being distracted. So read the Gospels. I always say it in these shows as well. At the top part of the format, there are people there that are active trying to help you find solutions. And so if you can help them any way you can financially, do so. Donations, whatever. You know, if you can't and you're not financially able to help, that's fine. That's pretty cool. Share the information. You know, everybody that can hear these words or hear the information that's here or look at, or to be able to look at the data that's here, you might be surprised how that may help people along the way to figure things out. Just something for all of you to do. It doesn't take much. You got a network, share. If their network doesn't want to hear it, then find new people. Different sites, different social platforms, and share the data there. You know, try to get it out as much as you can. Alrighty, so on that note, I will let you know that we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next segment, to your health. Take care.